Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo, who come to you each and every week to talk about truth, justice, the American way, and like Superman, we are able to jump tall buildings at a single bound. And here we are, folks. Richard, how are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. Another cold day in New England, expecting a little 5 to 8 tomorrow. So, snow, that is. So, well, you know what? If you're going to live up here, get used to it.
Well,
that's what I always say.
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. You know, I have been wondering, would you have ever thought that if I were to say Nancy Pelosi is the center of the Democratic Party and not the far left, that would be a true statement? She is.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I don't consider her the center, though. Right? She's still got to be not far left, but she's not exactly center or considered a little bit right? I don't think so.
No, none of them are right. But Nancy Pelosi, even just 3 or 4 years ago, we would have considered to be the radical left. But the Democratic Party has become so left-wing that she is now the center of it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of the things that they are talking about and that they want. As we need Nancy Pelosi to keep the radical left from getting its way in the Democratic Party. That is an astounding thing to say, but it's true.
Yeah.
The platform of this new green movement is paying people, say, well, everybody's guaranteed a salary. Even those unwilling to work. You know, the Bible says, he who does not work shall not eat. But that's not good enough for, and of course, that's fine with me. I like that. But with Cortez and them, it's, no, everybody deserves this. No borders. A sanctuary nation. That's lawlessness. Insanity.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me every time she opens her mouth, it really... how anybody takes this person seriously. But there's people out there, obviously, that want, you know, the entitled kids and whatever, want everything handed to them, and they don't want to do anything to get it. But that everything that she had, and I read it, and I'm like, oh my God, where do you get this thought process? That is, when you say somebody is left, this is so far left that it's just ridiculous. And it's also, I mean, it's unfathomable that this country or the world could pay for what they want to do. It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, the free education, if you don't want to Medicare for all, and then, you know, we have to kill off all the cows because their flatulism is what's causing, you know, climate change. So, and no fossil fuels, so there'll be no airplanes. But you can take a train across to Europe if you want. Can you literally hear what you're saying? So you're going to put tracks, but what's going to run the train? Because you don't want any nuclear energy either. So if it's a cloudy day and you're on the train, you could be halfway on the Atlantic and just sit there and wait for the sun to come out. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Well, my absolute favorite is that they want males to urinate in milk bottles, let the urine sit for 3 days in the sun. Evidently, I guess that detoxifies or whatever, and then use it to make coffee. I have been places in restaurants where I've heard some rude people say, your coffee tastes like piss. But if she has her way, it really will.
Hey, listen, if that's what the world's coming to, then I might even start going to Starbucks. Oh, God.
Well, now, I see where in the Rasmussen poll, Trump's favorability is up to 52%. Now, I'm thinking, because this radicalism of the left is so radical that people with any kind of brain power are saying, that's nuts. I better get on the track with Make America Great Again, because Dick, here's the thing. Within the last couple of months, the United States has become energy sufficient enough that we are no longer dependent any way upon Saudi Arabia or any other nation for energy for decades because of bad policy.
But we can export now. We don't need to import anything, but we've reached a point where we can export things. And the fact that they can take not natural gas, is it natural gas that they can liquefy and then send it over to Europe and bring it back to a gaseous form again and supply them with energy.
Yes, all
that's,
because of fracking.
That's good, too.
Oh, man, this bodes extremely well for the future of the United States of America. Now, you know, they have people so terrified, of climate change. Now, they aren't calling it global warming anymore because, you know,
you mean because Amy was proclaiming that she's going to run for president in the middle of a snowstorm. That was too funny. They were saying, somebody give this dumb broad a hat. She's covered in snow. It's unbelievable. Did you see that?
I did. I mean, and her main thing is on climate change. But here's the thing. The climate's always changing. Times when it gets colder and there are times when it gets warmer. Let's just say that the Earth is a million years old. I mean, nobody really knows for sure. What is it that makes us think that the temperature that we have now is what the normal is supposed to be? I'll give you an example. And people don't know this. 100 years ago, oranges used to grow in South Georgia and all of Florida. Because of the cold weather, now citrus is only grown in the very most southern part of Florida. Orange County, Florida, doesn't have any oranges in it because it gets too cold. So, but 100 years ago in South Georgia, they grew citrus. Now, that's how much colder it has gotten in the South, but during winter times. Now, Georgia used to have a little bit more rain than we have now. Part of that is because it used to be 71% forest. Now it's about 55% forest. How that happens. Now, and there are more people living here. And it just doesn't make sense. And the whole thing about not flying airplanes, well, all of these great politicians of the left fly corporate jets, private jets, every place they go to go and speak about the horrors of fossil fuel energy. And yet they use it all the time. I mean, it is absolutely astounding and amazing to me. Now,
talk about hypocrites.
Yes. Trump wasn't supposed to win. And we were not supposed to have this, what the left considers to be a blip on the radar for our leftward drift. But they didn't take into account people like us and the middle Americans who were patriotic, who don't want mass immigration, open borders, lawlessness, and the decline of the United States of America.
And infanticide.
Infanticide, yes. Did you see in the news that a guy that took a knife and killed his pregnant girlfriend, and they only have charged him with the murder of the woman and not of the fetus because of the new law in New York State? It's just, there's a scripture and it says, woe to those who call right wrong and wrong right, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. And that's exactly what we are having. And it's up to us, the American people, stand up and be counted to say, no, we will not have this. No, we will not support this. No, we will not vote for this. And you cannot intimidate us. That, you know what also amazes me? They keep saying, well, these people who, are against our American values, like it's their values, which are not American, that are the real ones, and our patriotism, our desire for democracy, our desire for capitalism, our desire for a strong military, our desire for Christianity.
And Christianity
is yeah. Yeah, is wrong, and they're right. Well, they aren't. And you know what? They did not count on the American people. And I'll tell you one of the other reasons that they absolutely hate Donald Trump. He has been systematically keeping his promises. He said that he would run on this, that, and the other, and his administration has been doing this, that, and the other. And he wakes up every day and says, I promise the American people I'd do this, I'm going to do it. When he was elected, and you remember how we were on the air all the time encouraging people to vote for him instead of that criminal, Hillary Clinton. And he made all these promises. I would have been happy if he had kept about a third of them. But he's done way better than that. Because in my whole adult life, I've heard politicians, you know, promise things, and then just as soon as they, you know, get in office, they don't pay a bit of attention to what they've said they would do and just do whatever they want to and get rich by doing it.
Now, there was a great one. There was a great one a couple of years ago. It said, I wish that politicians' promises lasted as long as their bumper stickers did.
You know, I still see the things that are, you know, for Obama,
yeah.
and there are people that are,
I see Obama 08. I see Obama 08.
Mm-hmm.
Time to turn your car in. Unbelievable.
Well, it's hard to, you know, fathom how people can even, they talk about Trump being a liar. Goodness, I don't really get that. It seems to me that he goes out of the way to tell the truth and is way too honest. I mean, he makes fun of them. Let's just take Pocahontas for a great example. Here she was, you know, touting this American Indian nonsense as if it was real for decades. Became a Harvard professor, getting preferential treatment because she was a person of color. And she's lighter skinned than we are. And we're Irish.
Their first minority in the faculty is what Harvard was boasting. Their first minority.
And it was a complete lie and fabrication. And now, well, no, I am not a tribal whatever. And I'm sorry about that. But and then she just goes right on moralizing to us with this superior attitude, and she's nothing but a con, a fraud, a liar, and has manipulated, gaming the system, own advantage, and now it's like, well, you know, so what? I'm here to tell you how to live. She could take that and place it.
Come on now, careful.
Don't shine.
Don't get us thrown off the air.
And of course, reaming her a new one is fun. She's going nowhere.
Well, there's 8 of them now, right, running for president.
20.
8 of them.
20.
Huh?
20.
No.
20.
I just saw it yesterday. It was there was 8, and they're saying that they think Beto O'Rourke will run, which would make it 9. But the others, I mean, these are ones that have actually.
You mean former Congressman O'Rourke, that now his title is Master Beto?
Yes, and we got a wonderful glimpse of the inside of his mouth because he showed us when he was having his teeth cleaned at the dentist because, see, that's what average people do. Pokey drank a beer, and now even the governor of Ohio, a governor, a Republican, Kasich. Well, I just got back from my first yoga lesson. Say, oh, my good God almighty, what is it with you people? Do you really think that we're all that stupid? Unbelievable. Kasich has never been a Trump fan.
No. Pocahontas drinking a beer was so fun. You know what it reminded me of, Dick? Remember when we were little and kids would swear and they didn't really know how to do it yet?
Yes.
So they would say things that were just stupid. And, you know, and she looked like an absolute buffoon drinking that beer. She didn't know how to do the bottle.
No, the other part, the first part was a Harvard professor, and what she said was, I'm going to go get me a beer. Not even proper English, trying to bring herself down to the average man. Well, the average man isn't that stupid. They may say like a lot, but it doesn't mean that they're stupid enough to go get me a beer. Unbelievable. She kills me, and she's...
Mm-hmm. They're not stupid enough to vote for her. That's the thing that is the absolute best. They're not stupid enough to vote for her. And these things are... It's heating up. You could see when they had the acting attorney general... before Congress, the vicious assault against him. They would not even let him start to answer the question. They badgered him. If he had been a real witness in a courtroom, his counsel would have objected, and the judge would have said to the people questioning, said, do not badger the witness. And that's the term for it, badgering the witness. And, you know, and it was not just once or twice. And it was like they were, which one could be the most rude and the most offensive? And if it's like an apology, if they weren't offensive enough, this does not bode well for our country.
No.
Whitaker has done nothing wrong. This isn't like, Page out there to testify who have been guilty of multiple crimes. This just, the fairness of it is absolutely amazing. And it's like there's two competing realities in America. There are the millions of people who believe that Donald Trump conspired with Vladimir Putin to get into office and that he is Putin's puppet, even though our GDP is $22 trillion and theirs is less than $2 trillion. Economies 11 times to 13 times larger than theirs. How does that work?
It doesn't.
It doesn't work at all.
For a puppet, you don't put sanctions on a lot of people in that country. Well, let's face it. I mean, it's been 2 years with the Mueller investigation. And as far as leaks there's no leaks because they don't have anything. All they're doing is they're going after his minions to try and see if they could get somebody to flip on something, and they can't even do that because there's nothing for them to flip on. Did you happen to see the whole, they had a inside Stone's house, the camera, and you could see how the FBI was coordinating with CNN out in the street to make sure that they got everything. These guys, they go in there with their arm. They have their fingers on the triggers. For a 66-year-old guy that walks outside in his pajamas without any shoes on, give me a break.
And then when they released him, they released him on his own recognizance. They wouldn't, you know, if he was that dangerous, they would there would be no bail, or the bail would be set so high. It was just all gamesmanship and very, very sad. They're going. They want to get Trump's tax returns to try and go back for years and years and years to try and find things. What I want someone to do is tell me how Nancy Pelosi, who makes $194,000 a year, can have $90 million in value when she started broke. Harry Reid is worth well over $100 million, and he didn't have a dime when he first got to the U.S. Senate. And not just him. These are Republicans, too. Where did they get this money?
I thought Pelosi was $190 million, not $90.
$190 million.
And she's been in Congress for 30 years. Do the math, folks. It doesn't add up. Believe me.
No.
There's so many of them take. It's unbelievable. That's why this country needs to have term limits for all of these people. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The Senate shouldn't have more than two, and the House of Representatives shouldn't be elected for more than three. That's it. That way they can't become multimillionaires. And they're all on the dole. They're all, every one of them. And you're right. And it's both sides of the thing, because the whole place is just so corrupt that they're going after Trump because he doesn't need to be on the dole for anyone. It's ridiculous. The swamp needs to be drained.
Yeah, absolutely right. Listen, since we missed, we got 1 minute now. Since we missed last week, we're going to take a second here to just say congratulations once again to the New England Patriots for being the best team in professional football for the sixth time this century. And it is now, you know, that's one third of the years that they've had Super Bowl.
Well, now, Jack, the next year's Super Bowl is going to be on February 2nd, and they haven't quite determined yet who's going to end up playing the Patriots.
We love it. Folks, we got to run now. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and we'll talk to y'all again next week. Bye-bye.